This is GIS News. Coming up, government says prisoner transfer agreement will only be signed after adequate public consultation and legislation enactment. Plans in place to convert and use wastewater for irrigation purposes, and employers urged to support Heart Trust's apprenticeship program. The news in detail after this message.
Wondering if your passport is ready for pickup? Visit Pika's website at pika.gov.jm to check on the status of your passport application. All you need is the application ID on your receipt and your date of birth. It's that easy. This service is available to local applicants only. Pika, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting is asserting that Jamaica has not signed a prisoner transfer agreement with the UK government, despite local and British media reports which suggest otherwise. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Minister Bunting said the government will only sign the prisoner transfer agreement with the United Kingdom after adequate public education and debate and the enactment of new legislation in the Jamaican Parliament.
The fact is that we have agreed to commence a process which may or may not result in a prisoner transfer agreement. We have brought these inaccuracies to the attention of the British High Commission locally and trust that it will be corrected.
The National Security Minister says there is no guarantee at this time that the government will sign a prisoner transfer agreement with the United Kingdom. In the meantime, the National Security Minister says the construction of the proposed maximum security prison through a partnership between the Jamaican and UK governments will resolve overcrowding and undesirable conditions at two of the country's adult correctional facilities. UK Prime Minister David Cameron has proposed that under a prisoner transfer agreement, provision is to be made for no more than 300 Jamaicans incarcerated in Britain to be transferred to the facility to complete their sentences. Minister Bunting says a parliamentary committee will be set up to consider the prison transfer agreement.
We will start this process with the establishment of a special select committee that will receive and consider written and oral submissions on this issue by technical experts and all interested parties, including civil society and members of the diaspora.
Minister Bunting says only Jamaican citizens subject to deportation at the end of their sentences will be eligible for transfer to Jamaica under a structured reintegration process, noting that an administrative and judicial review process would be in place to review each case. Plans are in place to convert and use wastewater from the Kingston metropolitan area for irrigation purposes. This in response to the increased need for alternate water sources for agriculture. General Manager for the Central Wastewater Treatment Company, CWTC, Keith Goodison, says sugarcane is one of the crops being considered for reused water irrigation.
We intend, with proper education and consistent quality standards, to offer reuse water for agricultural purposes. You'll be looking at hardy crops to use the water. It has nutrients which are consistent with an expansion and development of those crops.
Mr. Goodison was speaking at a GIS think tank session Wednesday. He says a public education campaign would be undertaken to sensitize the public of the benefits of using the water for irrigation purposes. And the Heart Trust NTA is urging more private sector companies to lend support to its registered apprenticeship program, RAP. Senior Director in the Workforce Development and Employment Division of the Heart Trust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, is reporting that since the launch of the program last year, 710 persons have been enrolled as apprentices under the program. Of that number, however, only 363 have been assigned to employers. More employers are therefore being sought to bolster RAP's placement component.
It's very important that we engage our young people in skills transfer. The fact that we need good artisans, we need good engineers, are compelling reasons to ensure that we have a vibrant and effective apprenticeship system in this country. And so the Heart Trust NTA is committed to this program.
Mr. Finnegan adds that Heart is moving to increase its budgetary support to the program in order to ensure that it remains sustainable. The Registered Apprenticeship Program provides an avenue for Jamaicans at various levels in their professional lives to enhance on-the-job skill competencies through a structured practical training and placement program. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.